This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Orthopedic Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Selin Parekh, orthopedic surgeon at Duke University. Dr. Parekh is frequently interviewed to discuss injuries. Dr. Parekh, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio this morning.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yes, sir. So first of all, recently, I understand it was reported that you broadcasted the first total ankle using Google Glass. How was that?
It was fantastic. There was quite a bit of interest and buzz around the event. But to be able to use a new technology and show a surgery that's not performed very frequently was fantastic.
Too bad I didn't get in on that one. Now, is Google Glass easy to learn to use?
So there is a learning curve, but it's fairly easy to use. It's very intuitive after you use it for a little while. Think of it as your smartphone, but on your eyes.
Yeah, it makes sense there. Now, how do you think Google Glass will change medicine and healthcare moving forward?
I think that Google Glass has the potential to really revolutionize medicine, both in the surgical areas as well as the non-surgical areas. With Google Glass, you get a surgeon's view or a bird's-eye view of what's going on in the operating room. So there's an opportunity for individuals, surgeons who are around the world, to bring in other surgeon expertise into the operating room at the same time while they're performing surgeries. So you can think about this as being able to bring in a surgeon expert anytime you want into this operating room, which should help to elevate the quality of care globally for patients. There's also the opportunity with Google Glass to make documentation of patient visits much more seamless, much more easy. And then as Google Glass gets into the hands of more physicians, we'll start learning more and more ways that Google Glass can really change the landscape of healthcare.
Exciting times. Today we are with Dr. Selin Parekh, an orthopedic surgeon at Duke University. He can also be followed on Twitter at FootDoctorOnline. And he's joined us here this morning on eHealth Radio's Orthopedic and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Parekh, there has been an increase in interest in wearable technologies of late. How do you think this will evolve?
So I think we're going to see a constant evolution of the ways we think about wearable technology. If you look at the public lay press right now, a lot of the technology is focused on wearable watches. Google Glass now has introduced these wearable glasses that are smart. But I think you're going to start seeing everything that's kind of smart, so smart shirts, smart pants, smart belts, different ways that we can start really understanding what's going on with our bodies with everyday items that we constantly use right now. And hopefully those items will be able to monitor, for example, our sugar levels, monitor our heart rate, how many steps we're taking, and really give us a better understanding of how we can incorporate exercise or activities in our lifestyle so that we have better lifestyles. You know, Google just came out with a report on contact lenses that can monitor your sugar levels every minute. Now, they're not widely available yet. They're kind of still in the experimental lab. But imagine a day that comes where diabetics can wear a contact lens, and every minute their sugar is getting evaluated so that they're able to have a tighter control on their diabetes, which would then lead to fewer complications due to their diabetes down the road. It's tremendous.
That is certainly tremendous news there. And lastly, in your best opinion, how will wearable technologies disrupt healthcare delivery?
So I think we are moving more towards everything being focused in the doctor's offices to having patients become more responsible for their care, getting live information, live data, and all of that will allow patients and individuals to take care of themselves better. And wearable technologies, I think, is going to be the center of how this all happens. And it will allow people to lead healthier lifestyles.
Certainly an interesting topic. Been good to talk to you this morning. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch and get more information?
Sure. So I can be found online at www.footdronline.com, or like you said, at Twitter at footdronline.
Been good to have you, Dr. Preck. Thanks for joining us this morning, and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We've been speaking with Dr. Selin Parekh, an orthopedic surgeon at Duke University. And once again, the website of reference is footdoctoronline.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the orthopedic and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.